Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are many different types of sports that appeals to many different types of people. Curling is one. I found curling fascinating. It's pretty much a sport that takes place in Canada. And if you've ever watched curling, there's a tremendous precision to it. But most people aren't familiar with it. And another sport that most people aren't familiar with is rowing. If you ever see the Olympics and you see the rowing competitions, it's precision. And if you are in Boston, you may see people out on practicing, out on the waterways. Or if you are in Philadelphia, you might be on the Schuylkill River, and you might see the actual boathouses where there are actual clubs that people belong to. For rowing competitions. And, you know, I'm not going to go into the details, but you've got, you know, many people in a boat. They're all rowing in unison. If they're not rowing in unison, if they're not pulling in the same direction, if the timing isn't perfect, then they're not going to win the competition. And it takes a lot of practice when you're in a rowing competition to get it right. And it takes a lot of matching people in the right spot, in the right time, with the right strength, in the right place. It's interesting to watch, but it's very intricate. Unless you really think about it, you say, oh, there's nothing to this. They have to know what each person is capable of, and they have to communicate, and they have to be going in the same direction. And in business, we need to row in the same direction also. Is your business doing that? Does the right hand know what the left hand's doing? One of the interesting things that I've experienced over the years is that people have a business and they have a product, they have a service, but they don't really communicate what the company does. They don't really communicate what the policies are. They don't really communicate how things work. So a customer calls up and talks to one person and gets one answer. They talk to another person, they get a completely different answer. So, of course, they're confused. They don't believe that that particular company is someone who's going to serve them well. You have to spend a lot of time in your company training your people. You have to communicate exactly who are you, what do you do, how do we do it, how do we treat our customers, what is our policy. If you don't do that, everyone's going to be going in different directions. In a business, people can't just do what they want to do. We have to all be driving towards the same goal. And, of course, we know business equals profit. We want to serve the customer. We want to serve the community. We want to serve our customers. We want to serve our employees well. But we must make a profit or we can't continue to do that. But if we're not sharing the same information, giving the same information, talking about the same thing, then how can we do that? You go to one store and you're going to buy a laptop, and they tell you about the laptop, and they say it does this, this, and this. And you go to another store, and it's the same unit, the same model, but you're getting different answers. You're confused. You don't really know what you should do. And our coworkers, our employees can get confused because they're not being directed. And this isn't something that you do once. It's something that you do consistently. The left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. We need to communicate. We need to all be talking about the same thing. We need to understand what business we're in. We need to understand how important the customer is. We need to have a leader in charge. Are you that leader? Leaders lead. You've heard me say that over and over again. And when leaders are leading, they're setting the vision. They're setting the pace. They're getting people to understand. They're absolutely praising people for doing a great job. And they're also uncovering what's not working and what we need to communicate about. Because remember, you are in the people business, and what you sell are relationships. And your product could be construction. It could be software. It could be mining. It could be almost anything. It really doesn't matter. So always be thinking, are we in harmony? If our business is not in harmony, then our customers will not come back. They won't refer us. They won't want to do business with us. And also, when we're in harmony, it makes it a better place to work. When everybody knows what their job is and knows what they're doing, knows what their responsibilities are, everybody's happier. Not a lot of confusion. So work at it. Get it right. When it's not right, be the leader. Take the time and effort to make sure that everyone in the company is going in the same direction. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.